My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You could play the position.
Ow! You don't give yourself enough credit.
Because it's, like Jerry said, it's reactionary. And if I have time to think about it like a fly ball,
yeah,
no, I'm going to
drop it. You're in your own head. Yeah, understood. A lot of us are like that, so you're not alone. All right, when we come back.
It's in there.
Oh, it's always in there. It's always in there. Oh, yeah, yeah. When we come back, we'll get to the baseball a little bit. We got a couple of other things for you as well, including Craig Carton at 9:20 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Yankees baseball is on. WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hi, Friday morning into a Friday night. It is Willie Colon and myself in for Boomer and Geo, built Ford Tubbs studio. All over the map this morning, as you can imagine, with the Giants getting started last night. You got the Jets starting their preseason tomorrow. You also had Team USA in a wild fourth quarter winning in Paris and heading to the gold medal game against France tomorrow. And just a couple of minutes on the baseball, just from a standpoint of where we are in the season. I know it's really just a continuation, Willie, of yesterday's conversation. But, you know, all week, if I go back to even Monday, and it's been a conversation and a talking point for, weeks and weeks now. And we'll start with the Mets in this way, is Pete Alonso. We've talked about Alonso and the, I don't want to call it a down season. I don't know if that's fair, if a guy's going to have, at the end of the day, 38 home runs and 95 RBIs, which is probably end up in that neighborhood. That's not a down year. It's just for him, it's a down year. It's an average year, comparatively speaking, to what he's done. Days like yesterday, though, and whether you watch the game or not doesn't matter. You look at the box score, and here's what you see. You see two home runs. You see three hits. And then when you look closer, you see that the first home run really opened up the game in a big first inning. You see that the second home run kind of added on. And you see the dynamics of that lineup when he is doing what he's capable of doing. If you're in that locker room and you see a guy who has not been himself all season long and then all of a sudden start to come out of it, how much of your confidence can translate into confidence in him?
Well, it comes down to when your leader leads, you follow, right? And I asked you earlier, I was like, when he was hitting 209, a lot of people was just like, what is this? This isn't the Pete Alonso I know. The fact that he was able to have that type of output yesterday, at that point, all right, what happens going forward? Because if he can play like that and he can open up the game like that, now the Mets are a different Mets.
Now
the ball club and the energy and the synergy throughout that club is different. And now Lindor is playing better, right? So it's a situation, if he can remain consistent, the Mets are a serious contender now. Now it's a different conversation. So I'm happy that he was able to get out early. Now it's just continue to do it.
How about this about Lindor? So I was, you know, you see he started the game with a double yesterday, and he's been, ever since he went to the leadoff spot, he's been a different hitter for sure. And he has been, the last 3 months, he has been off the charts outstanding. So I think, I got to look, but I think he's batting around 260-ish, somewhere maybe just shy of that.
I believe on May 20th, he was batting 190.
Oof.
Now, I'm not saying 190 to 260 is like he went to batting 410. I'm not saying that. But to raise your average 70 points
yeah.
in, you know, 70, 80 games is pretty impressive. And also, the hits he's had, he has set the table in a lot of cases, like he started with yesterday. The hit he had two nights ago, which was as, you know, the same way we might look at, we were talking on Monday, I was talking with Joe with the Angels series, that, you know, you might point to that weekend and be like, you know, this could be the weekend that really hurt them in the wild card chase. Well, that base hit two nights ago could be the hit that kind of, you know, turned them, and the Cardinal win too, I'm sure.
Yep.
But that hit the other night in the ninth inning, they were on the verge of possibly losing a second straight game to a horrific Colorado team. And instead, you get the clutch base hit in a big moment in the ninth inning. Then they go on and win the game and win easy, like one of those rocking chair games yesterday. And I'll say this about David Peterson. We've seen many times watching games in Colorado, you can be up 12-0 in Colorado. That lead is not safe there. David Peterson did a really, he only had trouble in one inning and he got out of it for the most part, gave up the one run, I believe it was. But he did a good job of keeping that game where it needed to be yesterday, to where there was no real fight back from Colorado. The Mets were never stressed in that game. They had the big lead, kept the big lead, and now they can go to Seattle against a very good Mariners team. And I don't know if you saw this too. They switched the game Sunday to Sunday Night Baseball.
Oh, I didn't see that.
So you've got, I thought that kind of flew under the radar. One of the stories was the Mariners will be featured on Sunday Night Baseball for the first time, and I forget how, 10 years, 12, whatever it is, a long time since the Mariners have been on Sunday Night Baseball. And so you're going to have a very big game for the Mets and Mariners Sunday night, but a series in which if they can, you want them to win 2 out of 3, no question. We were just talking to Joe about this a few minutes ago during the break. Make sure you get one. You've at least secured a 5-5 road trip, and now you've got, you know, Citi Field and some favorable games coming up. So I think they've done a decent job.
Well, listen, they're half a game ahead of the Braves, right? So now they've got some momentum going into that series. With I think Lindor hitting is a 28th double on the season.
Yeah.
Like, that's the momentum you need. And so the fact that they now, the output of Alonso, now you're saying, okay, we're finally tracking in the right direction. So, listen, like you said, if they get 2 out of 3, man, now we're starting to talk about, all right, now we're getting close. Because by next week, you're starting to run out of time.
You can make that point.
That's how I see it.
Especially with San Diego and Arizona refusing to lose.
Yes.
I mean, they have just been playing on another level. And the Braves have now lost 5 or 6 in a row as they got pounded by the Brewers again yesterday. So the Mets have now, we were talking about this yesterday, it's going to come down to New York and Atlanta for that third spot.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Braves are banged up as they are and remain to be, and I think they will be, obviously, then that is the Mets spot to lose, at least in my opinion.
And they hover, look at that right there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no question. And that's only because the Braves have lost all these games, which is why they've leapfrogged them. And at some point, they'll right the ship to a certain degree, but I don't know how good they can be. But just to finish up on the Alonso thing, Alonso makes the lineup whole. And then you've got Starling Marte close to coming back. Now the lineup is deep and the bench is deep. And all of a sudden, you know what?
Yeah, I mean, look at Jose Iglesias. He had 2 yesterday. Great. So, like, when he starts firing, everybody else starts perking up.
No question.
That's what you need. So,
no question. In terms of the Yankees, this one's interesting to me because, again, best record in the American League. They have, I think, maybe even tied for the best record in baseball at this point. I know Cleveland has hit the skids of in the last week or so, last couple of weeks. I've said this about the Mets all season. Who are, like, what is this team? The Yankees are built to win now. I don't think there's a question about that. You bring in Juan Soto. You do that with the idea that you are going for a World Series this season. Made decent moves at the trade deadline. Nothing earth-shattering, but they got some help that they needed. And then you look at the starting pitching. It is a, you know, we talk about the Mets and the starting pitching. I don't think that they're going to knock your socks off, but they're going to be good enough to keep you in games. The Yankees have run into some of these guys. Nestor Cortes last night, weather was bad. He didn't give them a chance. He just didn't. You give up the home run on the first at bat of the game. The Yankees tie it. You give up another run immediately. You're behind again. Then you have the horrendous fifth inning. Can't even get out of it.
Who went 4.5 yesterday, right?
Yeah, he went 4 and 2/3, I think it was. Correct. And a third, I forget what it was. And then, you know, you look at what they're bringing in then, and this De Los Santos kid who comes in, walks the first batter, gives up. Now, granted, gave up a hit, Soto goes after it with the dive, doesn't get it, makes it look worse than it was maybe in the box score. But it's just one of those games where
You know, you're concerned about the starting pitching. You run through it like we did yesterday. Nothing's changed. You were hoping Cortez would go out and pitch well last night.
He didn't.
Marcus Stroman up and down, now a little banged up. We got that. You've got Gerrit Cole. We've talked about him. Still not where he needs to be. Luis Gil, very good the other night for five innings, though he did walk a handful of guys. You're still concerned because of the innings. He's never pitched like this before. What will he be in September and in October? And then you've got Carlos Rodon. You know what I see when I see those five? Question marks across the board.
Well, it makes you also think, should they have taken a shot on Jack Flaherty? I mean, and that's that makes you think. And I'm looking at it right here. I mean, since June 1st, Stroman, ERA 6.32. You're talking about Carlos Rodon, 5.83. You know what I mean? You talk about Gerrit Cole, who continues to build himself up.
But not there yet.
But he's just not there. We talked about him. He scared the hell out of me the other day against the Blue Jays. Yeah. When he just grabbed his neck. I was just like, what are we doing there?
Taking another injury.
That's exactly what I thought. And he didn't look like he felt comfortable for the rest of the game. So he just kind of, he's a tough kid, so he kind of battled through that. But I didn't feel like, all right, this is nothing to worry about.
No, so it's very worrisome, actually, when you see that. Turned out to be nothing, but of course you're worried about it.
I mean, Rendon seems, I mean, he's steady for the most part.
Well, he's up and down steady. So when he's good, and he gives you stretches of being the guy you signed to the big contract. And I would agree with that. The problem is he's also horribly steady sometimes too, and you don't know which guy you're
and
getting.
And then Gil the other night, I mean, he struggled with his slider. So it's more command than with him, but overall, yeah, there's a concern.
Yes, and then the lineup is what it is. You know about Soto and Judge, obviously, and at the top. Stanton, to me, is a big piece of this, because if Stanton can return to the form he was before the injury, I think that takes care of the situation about just pitching around Judge all the time. Last night, you saw the lineup. Stanton was behind Judge. Makes sense. I don't think there were any intentional walks last, not like there were the night before.
I didn't hear of it.
And then the last thing with the Yankees, in terms of if you're going to be a little bit concerned, would be Volpe, who has been steady as
Boone
they come.
Which Boone said is nothing. They did.
Said it's nothing. Well, but, okay, how many times have we seen that, though? Nah, I think we're good. And then you
out
get
out for
to the,
2 weeks.
Yeah. And then out for 2 weeks goes to the disabled list. We see with these baseball players, and I'm not saying this is Volpe by any stretch, because he's been durable. He's been out there. He's a young kid. He wants to play. And he's been fantastic at shortstop. But at the end of the day, until you see him back out there, when you leave a game, whether it's for precautionary reason or not, until you see him back on the field, you don't know exactly the extent of the injury. Maybe he wakes up this morning and that bruise turns into massive swelling and he's out for a week. You don't know.
Yeah, the thing about anytime you get a contusion on your foot, it really affects your balance. You know, with his stance and the way he swings, that's all he has at that point. So,
and agility at shortstop.
No question.
Which is a huge part of his game. All right, before we get him in here coming up next hour, secret, he's sleeping now. I know you've been very gracious with Craig. He's going to be great. He's going to be awesome. When you turn on the radio tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, maybe all three, what are you listening for? Be honest. Are you listening? I'm going to give you
both
choice.
It's tough because I know Craig.
I know,
it's
but we
tough,
all know
so,
Craig.
No,
all
but,
right, I'll go,
but we know Craig.
All right, so I'll go around the room then. Eddie, are you hoping for an implosion of a call? Are you looking for one of the great calls of all time? Are you looking for contention in the booth? What are you listening for?
A car crash.
All right, give me an example of a car. You mean like screw up a call, or him and Susan aren't getting along?
Both. If I can get both.
Al, I know you're rooting for Craig, so is that what you're listening for, him to be perfect tonight?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not looking for perfection. I am looking for a little awkwardness in game one between Susan and Craig, better in game two, and by game three, me thinking she actually likes him.
And they can do this together.
That's where I'm at, Al. Like, yeah, I think there's enough of a murky history between the two.
You think?
Right. Well, that's the only way, nice way I got to put it. There's enough of a murky history where they kind of got to get through that by just going through that. And then I think it kind of unravels and they'll be all right.
I think it's better that he's doing a three-game series, because game one would feel awkward and he'd be judged completely on that game one. But by game three, I think it'll be a completely different feel.
Like anything.
Yeah.
The more you do something, the better you get at it.
And he's going to leave, and a couple days later, she's going to be like, I wonder what Craig's doing today.
Can you imagine them becoming texting friends?
Yes.
Because say what you want about Craig on the air. He happens to be one hell of a nice guy.
Can I tell people, I think, and I'm glad you said that, Jerry, because I have people, obviously me being on Craig's show, people always ask me, well, how is he like? I'm like,
he's great.
Off air, He's the guy you wouldn't mind handing your house keys to, and it's like, watch the house, have at it, right?
That's right.
He's very respectful, loving, genuine, salt of the earth. But when he's on air, he's Craig Carr.
He's a crazy man.
There's two different people. I just need more people to realize that.
Yeah, no, I think we've tried.
I remember years ago, he said something that got my girlfriend upset about something, and she was
he pisses my wife off all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And she's saying all this stuff. I said, can I be honest with you? I said, if I told Craig about this, he won't even remember that he said anything that would have upset you. Like, he just is on the
air.
Even
if you bring it up to him, he'd be like, huh?
Yeah.
When was that?
And he'd have to go back and listen to the tape.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. I think we could get all of the above. I could see him. First of all, I think he's going to do a very good job.
I think he's going to kill it.
But I also could see a bad call from time to time, like you're talking about, Eddie, only because he hasn't done it. And routine plays are routine plays. But when the bases are crowded and stuff's going on and you got cutoffs and bad throws and who's scoring, you could have that happen.
Yes. And also a wonderful, train wreck that's very entertaining. It's not going to affect his career.
Not at all.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure he's going to do fine. But I want a little bit of a train wreck just for fun.
And train wreck me, he throws an off-put joke and the booth goes quiet.
Yes, anything. Something like that. Off-color remark. Just calling a judge when it's Soto. Anything.
I think there's a chance you will get that. But I do side and agree with Al that by Sunday.
Oh, they're going to be at each other's Saters, for sure.
I think that he will have settled in and he will sound really good at it. And I think he'll walk away Sunday thinking, I could do this.
I think he already feels that.
Like, put my name in the hat.
I think he already feels that.
He might. You're right.
Correct. Well, but there's two different things. There's the idea of thinking you could do it and knowing you could do it, and then the other one is wanting to do it.
Sure.
That is a grind.
Then the reality of the trip to
dealing with
Sacramento.
Does he want to do it or not?
Correct.
It's not his ability. His ability is uncanny. Does he want to do it?
And Eddie said, do you want to be in Sacramento in a minor league stadium doing Yankees A's next July?
No, he does not.
No.
I wouldn't think so. But you never know. I mean, it's not for everybody. It's a different way of life, and it's a very hard way of life, I would think, by being on the road as much as they are. So looking forward to that. We will talk to him 1 hour from now as we get set for the Yankees and the Rangers tonight right here on The Fan. We'll take a break when we come back. Peter Schwartz, more of you, 888-808-1019. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, guys are out. They will be back next week. Boomer Monday, Geo on Tuesday. Willie and Jerry in for the boys on the Fan CBS Sports Network. Bill Ford Tough Studio, 888-808-1019. Craig Carton coming up next hour to talk about his big weekend with Susan and the Yankees. And here to give us all the details from yesterday and to preview the weekend and get into next week's schedule as well is one Peter Schwartz.
And we are brought to you, Jerry, by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll start with the Olympics. They were down by 17 points. And the USA men's basketball team then turned the tables on Serbia.
Booker, James,
in a pick and roll.
Oh, Curry for the lead. Oh, kaboom!
Noah Eagle on NBC Olympics. USA over Serbia, 95-91. Steph Curry with 36 points. LeBron James had just the fourth triple-double in Olympic history.
That's 16. Surprising to me.
I was shocked when I saw that.
It's hard to do, but they've been a million games at this point. I'm surprised just four.
Was it the fourth
in Team USA history or just Olympic history?
I saw Olympic history.
Oh, is it Olympic? Okay, could be right.
Maybe I read it wrong, but it said fourth triple level in Olympic history. I'll double check it, but that's what I saw.
That is correct.
16 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists, and the USA advances to meet France for the gold medal on Saturday. You would have thought the dream team.
Yeah,
might have had a couple of that.
LeBron has two of them.
Right, that's what
Jokic has one, and the other was like from a long time ago in the 90s, a Canadian, I believe.
Yeah, but people understand the 92 Dream Team, like Barker was the leading scorer on that team.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't Mike, it wasn't Magic, it wasn't Bird,
They spread it around, a lot of guys played.
They spread that rock around.
USA women's basketball team will play Australia today in the semifinals. That'll tip off at 11:30. Now, he said he was going to retire, then he changed his mind. Charles Barkley's going to stay with TNT after this coming season, even though they won't have the NBA unless they win that lawsuit, right? So Charles yesterday joined the Dan Patrick Show to explain exactly what happened.
They flew to Philly last week, and I said, what's the deal? And they said, hey, we're going to keep doing the show. And I'm like, what? And they're like, we're going to keep doing the show.
What does that mean?
that's what I said.
One thing about this, though, if you go back to Barkley's initial comments when he said he's going to be out, it was that he didn't want to go somewhere else.
Right.
So the fact in some capacity to me, it's not a surprise that he will keep working. He never wanted to go to another network and start over.
Correct.
So this to me makes sense. So they're going to do basically a sports show? Is that what they're going to do?
Nothing is confirmed, but those are what some reports said, that they're going to put a general sports show together.
Interesting.
Now, during the interview, I have to find the soundbite. Maybe I'll get it for next hour. But there was part of the interview where Dan Patrick asks him, is this going to be like a sports center kind of thing where you do it every day? And he goes, oh, no. I'm not doing a show every single day. Couple of days a week, probably.
What they should do, which I think would be as successful as the show, since they're not going to have basketball, is just do what all these other guys do. And it could be a TNT production. Get Shaq, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Ernie Johnson to do a show unfiltered on YouTube. Like, that's all you need to do. Because, yeah. I mean, you look at what Shannon and Ocho Cinco have done. It's the amount of subscribers they built up within a... Remember we were going through that, guys? It was like, wow, look they got 100,000 subscribers already. They're over a million subscribers now.
Well, on top of that, so go back to your, what you were saying. So they're not allowed to talk about basketball?
No, they can talk about it. They just don't, they're not going to have the games anymore.
It's not going to center around any games. They'll have, like, they'll pick a couple of nights a week probably and say at 10 o'clock or whatever, we're going to have inside sports or whatever it is with that panel. Okay.
Keep and what together. I don't know, what I'd be curious about is... how much of their viewership is actually live viewership on TNT compared to what people watch the next day on things like Instagram and Twitter and YouTube?
Right.
Because that, to me, is where most of these views come from now.
But I do give Chuck, I watched that interview with Dan Patrick, and I do give Chuck a lot of credit. He said, one, I'm willing to take a pay cut because he wants to get those guys that worked on a show with him paid.
That's great.
And then I thought that was very admirable.
But this is that soundbite really quick.
Hey, y'all know my number one priority is to keep people working at Turner. That's always been my number one priority. I said, I'll take a pay cut. I said, I'll take a pay cut. He said, that's not necessary.
So it sounds like TNT is, you know, committed to making this new show work.
Good.
But what's weird, when this all came about, Chuck, and you talked about stepping out, Chuck really sounded like he wanted to just play more golf and kind of fade off and go off in the wind. Now it sounds like this is a whole new ramp up of him talking baseball, basketball, politics, football, like...
Well, yeah, and he also tried that show with, was it Gail King? Is that right, guy?
Yeah.
Right, Gail King, and that didn't go so well, and that was more outside the box, too. He'll get his time off. He'll be able to play plenty.
And you know what else? Charles Barkley's a huge hockey fan, too. He loves hockey, and TNT's got the NHL, so I'm wondering if you'd see him pop up on the hockey show once in a while.
I think people are in love with Chuck and Shaq. I don't know. I'm nothing against Kenny Smith. I just don't want to hear. I don't know if I want to hear Kenny Smith break down all Auburn, Alabama. You know,
I understand.
So
I am a big Shaq fan myself.
Now to baseball. First, the rainy Bronx.
The pitch lined into right field, coming on Soto. He dives. He can't get it. It trickles behind him. Both runs are going to score. From first, rounding third is Rendon. There'll be no throw. All three runs come in to score as Adell clears the bases. It is a double. Three runs come in.
You think, like, on a night like tonight, or when Ricky's in, you think Justin and Emmanuel are, like, locked into these broadcasts? They have to be, right?
I would think so.
I know. I think I would be, too. Just to see, am I going to get bumped? Is this guy much better than me? Right?
I think they're watching the television broadcast.
You don't think listening
no
to what their competition is?
I don't think Craig
everybody
is.
Everybody listens to their competition.
Yeah, but right? I don't think Craig Somebody is their can... competition because I don't think, you know.
Well, but if he goes and knocks it out of the park, he could become that very quickly.
Are they going to be able to...
He's a threat, for sure.
Yeah, but it's finances. First of all, does Craig want to do it and commit to the grind? And also, you know...
But they don't know that. They just see another guy going into the booth... That's taken a crack
at. Yeah, but if you
it.
Look at it logically, he probably doesn't want to do that grind, and he probably can't get, you know, be paid enough to make him give up the Fox.
You game. Are thinking about it way too logically, because we know Craig. They don't. I'm just thinking, if that was me that was doing the bulk of the work, and yet it's like a tryout, which it clearly is, and it makes sense that it should be. It's the Yankees, for God's sakes. I would think any new voice that goes in there, I'm listening. I got to see. I have to.
I'm kind of with Jerry on this. Like, yeah. He's definitely a threat. Like
if you were younger, yeah. I would let's say you weren't a year and a half away from retirement, and let's say you weren't as comfortable as you are in this spot, and you didn't have a great relationship with Boomer. Anytime you took off, you wouldn't be interested to see if the guy that was filling in for you was doing a better job than you. I would. I always peek in on these guys. Why wouldn't you?
And what about when? Craig did a couple of when Craig and Boomer did those hockey games every now and then, right? So you don't think like Chris King and Matt Laughlin were you don't think so?
No. That was a one off. Boomer and Carton are coming in, Boomer and Gio are coming in. Neither one of them was looking to become the next play by play guy of the Islanders or the Devils. This is an open job that you've got several, and rightly so, dozens, if not hundreds of people would like.
And also, Jerry, but to be honest, it's also the history of the relationship. Like, there's some drama.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
Some drama to it. So as much as we want to sit here and watch and talk baseball and dive in, it's really, can these two figure it out? while the game is going on.
That's true, too.
So that's an extra level of complexity that, for those who pay attention to Craig Carton and the Yankees and Susan, everybody's like, oh, okay.
There's a lot going on here.
Exactly.
A lot going on.
It's a different level.
That was at Yankee Stadium last night. Justin Shackle here on The Fan. Angels beat the Yankees 9-4. Tough night for Nestor Cortez. 6 runs, 9 hits over 4 2/3. And manager Aaron Boone was asked if it was because of the weather.
Yeah, a little bit at times out there. I think it did. There was that one inning where it really got bad, you know, at different portions. Probably affected a couple pitches. But, you know, I mean, tough conditions, both teams. You know, just not a great night for us.
Anthony Volpe, not with a good night. Fouled a ball off his foot in the second inning, left in the eighth. X-rays were negative, being treated as a contusion. Jazz Chisholm and Oswaldo Cabrera homers for the Yankees. They remain in a tie with the Orioles for first place in the AL East. Now to Denver.
Hit hard right side and through. A base hit for Lindor by a diving Tolia into right. Bader scores from third. Taylor up to third. An RBI single for Lindor, and the Met lead is 8-1.
I don't know.
Top of the eighth.
Willie, who is that on Good Morning Football right now?
Looks like somebody works for Peloton. I don't know who that is.
I got to tell you, man, sometimes you look at other men and you feel like something between a man and a woman. Because this guy is jacked.
Yeah, he's...
Like, how is that the same type of human that we are? I'm looking around the room. No disrespect, guys.
No disrespect taken.
Well, the melanin in his skin has something to do with it.
Forget that. Yeah. I mean, the arms. Like... Oh my God!
I don't know who that currently. I'm trying to see if that's Devin Patterson or Cordell Patterson. I don't think that's him.
I don't know. All I know is that me, Al, Eddie, and Peter Schwartz are supposed to be men, and I look at that and I say, not really. I can at least say you can talk about your weight all you want. You played in the NFL, so you're over there. We're over here, and that guy's over there.
Outside of sports, is there ever a time you walked in like, yeah, that's a man, like when you've seen it?
Outside of sports, other than going to a gym or something?
Yeah. Have you ever walked by a baker, you're like, man, that guy?
Oh, absolutely.
That guy's impressive.
Oh, for sure. Especially,
firemen, for sure, soldiers, 100%.
No question. And then you feel like a child. But it's true. But that also, size-wise, like, I look at us on TV, I look like you could be my dad. I feel like a kid next to you because you're twice my size.
And we have to get a picture of you in between Peter.
Not happening.
Peter's a big man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Peter, 100%. First time I saw him, that's a big guy.
He's taller than you are.
Is that, dude? How tall are you?
6'4".
Oh, I'm 6'3". Yeah, he definitely taller than me.
I'll take the picture. I'm standing on a box, though. I am not taking that picture in between these two.
You can't do the box. Are you a box guy?
I'm not, but I've also never taken a picture between two guys that are 6'4", 300 pounds either.
Yeah.
How do you think my wife feels taking a picture with me and the two boys? She is now officially...
But it's cute when the mom and the wife get it. It's like, you know, this little lady birthed two ogres. You know?
That's true. That is true.
Like, that's how my mom used to take me. My brother, he's like, oh, look at this. She birthed these giants. My mom's 4'11".
Is she really?
Yeah, my wife's 5 feet.
How about that?
Yeah.
Damn.
That was Keith Radd, by the way, on WCBS 880. Pete Alonso, 2 home runs. Mets take the rubber game from the Rockies, winning 9-1 at Coors Field. Manager Carlos Mendoza says, watch out when Alonso gets hot.
I've been saying it for a long time. He can carry a team for quite a bit, too. We saw it today with two balls that he hit pretty far. And that's who he is, you know. I think a lot of people have seen it before.
And the Mets will now... take the 2 out of 3 and move ahead. Mark Vientos with a home run in that game yesterday. So after losing the first game, a good result for the Mets in Denver. I missed this yesterday. This happened in the Braves game on Tuesday night. Willie, are you upset when you think somebody should recognize who you are, but they don't? Does it bother you at all?
I like when people don't. To a certain degree, I'd say that loosely. But I prefer, because when people recognize who you are, they don't ask you how you're doing. They want to talk about the Jets. They want to talk about the Steelers. They want to talk about how they know you. And then it gets in, like, I've been out the league for, I'm retired in 2016. I know as much as you know what happened in the locker room. I know is about my experience and the time I was there. So people were like, you know, people were like, hey, so how was Rex as a coach? He was a great coach.
So this happened in Atlanta on Tuesday. John Smoltz, who does TV
for... Great golfer there. He's a monster.
Yes, he is. So he does Braves games on Bally Sports South. Now he arrives at the game on Tuesday night, and instead of just parking the car and going in, he wants to wait for Jeff Francoeur, who's also part of the broadcast. He sees cones in the parking lot. He asks the parking attendant if he can park there while he is waiting for Jeff Francoeur, and the guy didn't know who he was.
So I came in, I parked, they told us where to park. We park where the cone is. Well, there was an open spot, I parked where it was open, and I was on the phone talking.
Imagine that.
And I was waiting for Frenzy, you know? I was waiting for him to come so we could walk in together, and one of the LA guys came to the window, I rolled it down, I said, can I park here, or do you want me to move the cone? And he goes, well, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm calling the game. He goes, are you an umpire?
Now there's more. So Smoltz is trying to convince this guy that he's now like a big deal. The guy has no idea
who
he is.
Which is the worst position to be in as an athlete, because now you have to tell your resume to somebody who doesn't give a damn.
Right.
All he wants you to get out of his face so he can go on and do his job.
Get out of my spot.
Right. Yeah, so now you're like, oh, I'm a noner. I'm officially a noner.
It's clear this guy has no idea who John Smoltz is.
I thought, all right, right away I looked for cameras because I know, you know.
You're getting pumped.
I guarantee it, this is what's happening. And then I realized he straight-faced me and has no idea who I am. And I said, no, I'm...
How old was he?
Well, this is what I said next. I said, I'm broadcasting the game. And he looked at me like, well... I said, you must be very young.
My picture's on the side of the stadium. My number's retired in the rafters.
And the guy had no idea who...
Did they ever say how old the kid was?
He's probably young.
He never answered that question. I got to imagine it's a young kid.
You think was John Smoltz's last year pitching?
I'm going to say 98.
No.
He pitched against the Yankees in 99 in the World Series.
Yeah. Well, that's what I remember.
2009. So
2009.
That's 15 years ago. So if, let's say this guy's 22 or 23.
There's no clue who
he was. A child when Smoltz retired. Now, again, we none of us saw Babe Ruth. We know who he is. So I understand that argument, too. He's a Hall of Famer. But if it's a 23-year-old kid, you can kind of understand how maybe by facially he doesn't know who he is. It makes sense.
But a lot of these, first of all, these people that work the stadiums, they're not, who knows if they're sports
might
fans,
not be.
Period.
They're just doing it for the paycheck.
They're doing their job. Right? Yeah. So they don't have any idea who Smoltz is. And on top of that, a lot of these kids aren't historians in the sport, right? Like, we became historians because our dad passed the story. When they became a fan, mm-hmm. Who their favorite player. A lot of these kids, they're like, well, how many followers they have?
That's very true.
That's how they know who the guy is.
Very true. Pretty wild.
Let's get to preseason football at MetLife Stadium last night. Not a lot of starters played for the Giants, but the Giants' defensive players that played, they did a good job.
Calhoun is out in the slot to the left. That's been the target. Snap back to Sudfeld. Standing, looking over the middle, hit from behind, pass over the middle, deflected, nearly caught by a lineman, ends up on the ground, a flag comes down, and this is going to be Giant ball.
That was Chris Carino here on The Fan. Giants beat the Lions 14-3. Eric Gray had two touchdown runs for Big Blue. Many of the Giants starters, as I mentioned, didn't play, including Daniel Jones. Drew Locke started, left with a hip injury in the first quarter. Tommy DeVito then came in, 8 of 15, 92 yards.
Trying to avoid sacks, got negative plays. Had one, really two negative plays in my head today that I want to get back. One was a sack. The other one was sliding on third down. I got down early. That was pretty bad.
At least he recognized it.
Yeah, absolutely. As for the Jets, a combined practice with no fights with the Commanders yesterday in Florham Park. Sauce Gardner liked having that combined practice.
And it was fun, you know, it was competitive just to be able to, you know, it's training camp, so to be able to just see a different color jersey, you know, it ups the intensity a lot. And, you know, we had a great time out there with no crazy fights, you know, so, you know, I had a good time.
All good.
You know, and the rest of the guys, we all had a good time out
and
there.
And now we get to see them tomorrow,
tomorrow.
But I think that also sends a message to the league. If you're going to find the Giants and Lions 200,000 for the fights, yeah. Right, in those 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It should be, if you talk about all these new silly rules out, if you're going to do a joint practice, make it one day. Just make it a rule. Like, we're only doing one day, and then it should bleed right into the preseason game. It shouldn't be 2 days.
As this will. All right, we will see you next hour a little bit later.
A little later.
Craig's going to call in at 9:20.
More time to put together moment of the day.
There you go. Peter, good job. We'll see you in a little bit. We'll take a quick break. We come back. 888-808-1019, the number for you to get in. Otherwise, we've got other things to get to as well. It's Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, coming up about 9 o'clock, it is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Nice to have you with us. A little bit off the beaten path, 888-808-1019 is the number. But I did see one thing before we get back to everything at the top of the hour that, two things I actually saw on social media this morning. Number one, are we aware that our own colleague, Brandon Tierney, is in a movie?
Oh.
How about that?
Like an upcoming or an old movie?
I was not aware.
Yes, he is in a movie. It's a kid's baseball movie. And shocking, he plays an announcer. But that was kind of cool. I saw it. He posted it on social media, so that's kind of neat. Number two, this one's right up Al's alley. This is not a knock on McDonald's at all. Let me just say that, because I happen to, not that I've gone there in a while, but I happen to enjoy McDonald's. Ugh. I think their Egg McMuffin is outstanding. Best breakfast sandwich out there.
I'm a McGriddle guy.
Okay, fair enough. So you like that stuff. Have you seen what they're coming out with? And I want to know what this would take to get you to eat one.
The McSalmon.
But that might not be far behind. They are coming out with, or they're testing in other places. I don't think it's here in New York yet. The Big Arch Burger.
What does that mean?
1,065 calories.
1,065?
It's a huge double, like, cheeseburger. 1,065 calories. 57 grams of protein. That's good. 67 grams of fat. And the sodium I could not find anywhere.
Yeah, I'm eating it for the fat.
You eat for whatever you want. What would it take to get you to eat? I know you couldn't eat the whole thing. Would you at least try that?
Yeah, I would eat that. It's meat. I'm eating.
Who can't eat the whole thing?
No. I'm saying he would. I don't think he would eat the whole thing.
I wouldn't eat the bun, but I would eat the...
Why wouldn't you eat the bun?
Yeah,
so you're just going to big bread. Patties and the bottom bun?
Big patty, no, not even bottom bun. Just give me big patties with a fork. I'd get one of those plastic forks.
A psychopath behavior. Well, no, I don't understand what we're doing right now.
No, because we've got guys here that eat chicken wings with a knife and fork. Like wings.
Bone-in?
Yeah. Evan Roberts, our afternoon host.
What are we doing around here? It needs to be a conversation.
Yeah, no,
That's
mean...
That's not how you treat chicken.
I'm with you. He eats it with a knife and fork.
If you have a chance to order chicken wings, regular or boneless, which you going?
Oh, I think boneless wings is... That's very beta meal. It's very beta. You should never eat boneless wings if you're over the age of 21 years old.
It's like non-alcoholic beer.
Correct. Like under 21 years old, if you want to eat boneless wings, I suspect it. But once you move out of your parents' house and you have a roof over here and you start paying taxes, you can no longer go back to boneless wings.
So much less messy boneless wings.
Yeah, I don't like things on my hands. And if I sit next to a man at a bar and I have a tall beer and he has a plate of boneless wings next to him, I'm going to ask for him to remove himself from my presence.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really?
That's very beta male behavior. Yeah.
But
no grown man should be eating boneless wings.
I like a boneless wing. Got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's
like, what
so
are we
easy.
Doing? You
it's
have responsibilities easy. In life. Right?
I guess, but a boneless wing is, there's no work involved.
So boneless ribs, you're definitely out for.
Boneless? What is a boneless? Isn't the rib the part of it?
No, you get boneless
ribs.
Oh,
yeah, you can. Yep.
Like at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm feeling weird and I have a couple gummies, yeah, I'll go for it.
But we are all about the beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, and however far down the Greek alphabet you want to go. We are not alpha.
Alpha male behavior only, sir.
All right, well, then that's out. And then the last one for you guys, because this is scary to me, I think. Did you see the story? I'm sure, Eddie, you saw it. The two astronauts that went up.
They came back?
No. They were supposed to go to the International Space Station for 8 days. That was it, 8 days. They are now, I'm not saying this is like Apollo 13 or anything like that, because I'm sure they'll be able to get them down, but they had some issue. They will be up there for at least 6 months, minimum.
What?
It was supposed to be 8 days, minimum 6 months, and they're trying to figure out how to get them back.
What do you mean trying to figure out how to get them back?
They
can't call them over. Like, what are you?
No. Well, I guess they're going to go to a SpaceX, I guess, is going to help with this or something like that. And it's a man and a woman, oh, by the way, too.
So they're up there just
doing whatever. Now, my question would be.
So that's a good time to be constipated.
I guess they got those tubes. Do they even have, they must have the food and supplies up there, I imagine.
Sure, sure. And they're not the only ones up there, I don't believe.
Oh, it's a gang of them.
I know, two went up together. So you're saying there are people up there right now anyhow?
This is the ISS, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, there's others up there, sure.
But could you imagine going up there thinking you'd be back in a week, and now you're looking at, from what I read, at the very earliest, it would be February or March.
I'm just thinking of Al, you know, only packing, you know, enough underwear and one pair of shorts.
And you left the dog with the neighbors?
Well, that part he would like.
Yeah, that's what he would like, too.
The dog would be fine. It would be taken care of at the pet hotel. But
that's nerve-wracking as hell.
Yeah, and I know that's what they do for a living, but to think you're going somewhere for 8 days and to think you're going to be in space now for 6-7 months at minimum.
Yeah, it's not like being trapped overseas.
No.
You're not even on the planet.
You are not on the planet. That is rough stuff. So, Al, if you packed your one pair of jeans and your two pair of underwear.
You get away with that in space. You're probably not even sweating in space. You're in that suit anyway. No one can smell you. You're not allowed to breathe the air.
If you pass gas in space, I imagine.
Then you got it.
That's trapped
problem.
In there for 6 months.
Just sits there.
Just sitting there. that is awful.
Eddie, what does that
in my friendship with you?
They're not in they're not like in spacesuits. They're, you know, you've seen the shots of people from the space station. They're just in, you know, regular clothes. They have air. They're not outside doing spacewalks. And they have to go to the zero-G toilet situation.
Yeah. Sounds terrible.
I'm glad you clarified that.
It just, the whole thing sounds awful. So I always look at people that become soldiers, people that become doctors. You know, we talked about that doctor yesterday that called in that delivered 7 babies. Then I think about what we do.
Jumped on his jet to go
private
to
Colorado. Jet situation.
Well, I know that. Like, there are perks that come with different jobs, but he's also holding life in his hands every day he goes to work.
100%, yes.
And then I think about what we do. And then you think about someone that's going into space for a living. Like, God bless you. Not for me.
With the mindset that they will be going home in 8 days.
Well, yeah,
that's been postponed.
In that case, but you also know every time you go up there, something could happen and you could just drift away and that's it.
I just know that'd be the last time. Once I got home, I'm quitting this job.
And you know what? A lot of times they don't. A lot of times they're right back at it.
Yeah.
The guys that were on Apollo 13, they did not retire after that, did they? They continued to work, I think.
I would imagine they did. I don't know that for sure. But those guys, once they've been up.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, coming up about 9 o'clock. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Nice to have you with us. A little bit off the beaten path. 888-808-1019 is the number. But I did see one thing before we get back to everything at the top of the hour that, two things I actually saw on social media this morning. Number one, are we aware that our own colleague, Brandon Tierney, is in a movie?
Oh.
How about that?
Like an upcoming or an old movie?
I was not aware.
Yes, he is in a movie. It's a kids' baseball movie. And shocking, he plays an announcer. But that was kind of cool. I saw it. He posted it on social media, so that's kind of neat. Number two, this one's right up Al's alley. This is not a knock on McDonald's at all. Let me just say that because I happen to, not that I've gone there in a while, but I happen to enjoy McDonald's.
Ugh.
I think their Egg McMuffin is outstanding. Best breakfast sandwich out there.
I'm a McGriddle guy.
Okay, fair enough. So you like that stuff. Have you seen what they're coming out with? And I want to know what this would take to get you to eat one.
The McSalmon.
But that might not be far behind. They are coming out with, or they're testing in other places. I don't think it's here in New York yet. The Big Arch Burger.
What does that mean?
1,065 calories.
1,065?
It's a huge double, like, cheeseburger. 1,065 calories. 57 grams of protein. That's good. 67 grams of fat. And the sodium I could not find anywhere.
Yeah, I'm eating it for the fat.
You eat for whatever you want. What would it take to get you to eat? I know you couldn't eat the whole thing. Would you at least try that?
Yeah, I would eat that. It's meat. I'm eating.
Who can't eat the whole thing?
No. I'm saying he would. I don't think he'd eat. He would eat the whole thing.
I wouldn't eat the bun, but I would eat the.
Why wouldn't you eat the bun?
Yeah.
So you're just going to big patties and the bottom bun?
Big patty? No, not even bottom bun. Just give me big patties with a fork. I'd get one of those plastic forks.
A psychopath behavior. I don't understand what we're doing right now.
No, because we've got guys here that eat chicken wings with a knife and fork. Like wings.
Bone-in?
Yeah. Evan Roberts, our afternoon host.
What are we doing around here? It needs to be a conversation.
Yeah, no,
that's
I mean,
that's not how you treat chicken.
I'm with you. He eats it with a knife and fork.
If you have a chance to order chicken wings, regular or boneless, which you going?
Oh, I think, listen, I think boneless wings is, that's very beta meal. It's very beta. Only, yeah, that's, you should never eat boneless wings if you're over the age of 21 years old.
It's like non-alcoholic beer.
Correct. Like under 21 years old, if you want to eat boneless wings, I suspect it. But once you move out of your parents' house and you have a roof over here and you start paying taxes, you can no longer go back to boneless wings.
So much less messy boneless wings.
Yeah, I don't like things on my hands. And if I sit next to a man at a bar and I have a tall beer and he has a plate of boneless wings next to him, I'm going to ask for him to remove himself from my presence.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Really?
That's very beta male behavior. Yeah.
But
no grown man should be eating boneless wings.
I like a boneless wing. Got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's
like, what
so
are we
easy.
Doing? You
it's
have responsibilities
easy.
In life. Right?
I guess, but a boneless wing is there's no work involved.
So boneless ribs, you're definitely out for.
Boneless? What is a boneless? Isn't the rib the part of it?
No, you get boneless.
Oh
ribs.
Yeah, you can. Yep.
Like at a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, if I'm feeling weird and I have a couple gummies, yeah, I'll go for it.
But we are all about the beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, and however far down the Greek alphabet you want to go. We are not
alpha male behavior only, sir.
All right, well, then that's out. And then the last one for you guys, because this is scary to me, I think. Did you see the story? I'm sure, Eddie, you saw it. The two astronauts that went up.
They came back?
No. They were supposed to go to the International Space Station for 8 days. That was it, 8 days. They are now, I'm not saying this is like Apollo 13 or anything like that, because I'm sure they'll be able to get them down, but they had some issue. They will be up there for at least 6 months, minimum.
What?
It was supposed to be 8 days, minimum 6 months, and they're trying to figure out how to get them back.
What do you mean trying to figure out how to get them back?
That
they can't call them over. Like, what are you?
No. Well, I guess they're going to go to a SpaceX, I guess, is going to help with this or something like that. And it's a man and a woman, oh, by the way, too.
So they're up there just
doing whatever. Now, my question would be,
so that's a good time to be constipated.
Do you? I suppose. Yeah. I guess they got those tubes. Do they even have, they must have the food and supplies up there, I
imagine.
Oh,
sure. And they're not the only ones up there, I don't believe.
Oh, it's a gang of them.
I know. Two went up together. So you're saying there are people up there right now anyhow.
This is the ISS, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, there's others up there, sure.
But could you imagine going up there thinking you'll be back in a week, and now you're looking at, from what I read, at the very earliest, it would be February or March.
I'm just thinking of Al, you know, only packing, you know, enough underwear and one pair of shorts.
And you left the dog with the neighbors?
Well, that part he would like.
Yeah, that's what he would like, too.
The dog would be fine. It would be taken care of at the pet hotel. But
that's nerve-wracking as hell.
Yeah, and I know that's what they do for a living, but to think you're going somewhere for 8 days and to think you're going to be in space now for 6-7 months at minimum.
Yeah, it's not like being trapped overseas.
No.
You're not even on the planet.
You are not on the planet. That is rough stuff. So, Al, if you packed your one pair of jeans and your two pair of underwear.
You get away with that in space. You're probably not even sweating in space. You're in that suit anyway. No one can smell you. You're not allowed to breathe the air.
If you pass gas in space, I imagine.
Then you got it. It's your
problem. That's trapped in there for 6 months.
Just sits there.
Just sitting there. that is awful.
Eddie, what does happen
in my friendship with you?
They're not in they're not like in spacesuits. They're, you know, you've seen the shots of people from the space station. They're just in, you know, regular clothes. They have air. They're not outside
doing
spacewalks.
All right,
and they have to go to the zero-G toilet situation.
Yeah. That's terrible.
I'm glad you clarified that.
It just, the whole thing sounds awful. So I always look at people that become soldiers, people that become doctors. You know, we talked about that doctor yesterday that called in that would deliver 7 babies. And then I think about what we
then
do.
Then jumped on his jet to go
private
to Colorado.
Jet situation.
Well,
yeah.
No, I know that. Like, there are perks that come with different jobs. But he's also holding life in his hands every day he goes to work.
100%, yes.
And then I think about what we do. And then you think about someone that's going into space for a living. Like, God bless you. Not for me.
With that's the mindset sure. that they will be going home in 8 days.
Well, yeah,
That's been postponed.
In that case, but you also know every time you go up there, something could happen and you could just drift away and that's it.
I just know that'd be the last time. Once I got home, I'm quitting this job.
And you know what? A lot of times they don't. A lot of times they're right back at it.
Yeah.
The guys that were on Apollo 13, they did not retire after that, did they?
They continued
to work, I think.
I would imagine they did. I don't know that for sure. But those guys, they just, once they've been up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.